It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
As I went down by Huntley Town one evening for to feed, I met with Bogey O'Candy, and with him I did agree to care for his two best horses, or cart, or harrow, or plow, or anything about farm work that I should very well know. Oh, Bogey had a daughter, her name was Isobel. She's the lily of the valley and the primrose of the dell. She went out walking, she took me for her guide, down by the burn O'Candy to watch the small fish glide. And when 3 months was past and gone, this girl, she lost her bloom. The red fell from her rosy cheeks and her eyes began to swoon. And when 9 months was past and gone, she bore to me a son. And I was straight sent for to see what could be done. I said that I would marry her, but that it would not do. You're no a match for the bonny wee girl, and she's no match for you. To a tinker lad who comes from Huntley Town, sells pots and pans and paraffin lamps, and he scours the country round. And maybe she's had a better match, old Bogey can I tell. It's fairly well to Huntley Town, and to Bogey's bonny bell.
Young Robin Hood, one morning he stood with his back against a tree, and he was a bold and handsome young man, as fine could be. One morning he rode out to Nottingham Town just to see what for my gold, old woman said. Or weep ye for my fee, or weep ye for any of this world's gear that I may grant to thee. I weep not for your gold, kind sir, she said. I weep not for thy fee, but weeping am I for my own three sons. once they are condemned to die. What have they done? Kind Robin said. Wild Robin set out to Nottingham Town just as fast as he could go, and who should he meet but a poor old beggar standing beside the road. Change clothes, kind sir. Make haste, change clothes with me. He's 40 bright guineas. I'll give you a boot if you will but change clothes with me. Clever Robin set out to Nottingham Town just as fast as he could fly, and who should he see but Jamie old High Sheriff as he stood there close by. One boon, said Sly Robin Hood. A silly old man begs thee. I hear that there's three sons to be hanged here today, and their hangman I won't for thee. Quick granted, the High Sheriff said. Quick granted, I say to thee, and ye shall have all their weapons and clothes, and all their bright money. I have no need for their weapons nor clothes, nor none of their bright money, but I'll have three blasts on my angel horn, so their souls to heaven might flee. He wound the horn unto his mouth, and he blew both loud and shrill, 110 of Robin Hood's men came running all down the hill. Whose men, the High Sheriff said. Whose men, I pray tell. From thee. Oh, take them, the High Sheriff said. Oh, take them, I pray to thee, for there's now a man in Nottingham can do the like of me.
Those first two songs you heard were Bogey's Bonnie Bell, performed by Coeur de Lion from their self-titled album. You can find out more about them at www.mpeterscoe.com/CDL. That is mpeterscoe.com. And that was followed by Robin Hood by Aretha Farrell from an unreleased CD that she sent to us. Hello and welcome to the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. This is show number 441. It's the 16th episode of our 19th season. My name is Chuck Burke, and this time around, we're jumping back into the archives to give a listen to some of the music we don't get to hear as often. The archives is where we keep the music of performers who are no longer active on the circuit. Sadly, some have passed away, some have simply retired or moved on to other ventures, but their music lives on here, and we like to bring it to you once in a while. This show is sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, the Ren Cruise, the Ren List, and the Podcast Minions. We have managed to gather a large library of music from several hundred artists, over 700 albums, and it's not enough. If you're an artist, performer, part of an act, or a fan of an act, and you're not hearing the music on here, or if you're not sure if we've got the music, get in touch with us. You can contact us through our Facebook page, or email us at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Coming up, we're going to have Old Woman from Wexford, performed by Philip Hole from his album The Singing Gravedigger, and that will be followed by Lark the Harper performing Dark Lady from the album Soothing Sounds for Shattered Psyches.
There was an old woman from Wexford, in Wexford she did dwell. She loved her husband dearly, but another man twice as well. With me rights for little the ladle, and me rights for lowerly. One day she went to the doctor, some medicine for to find, saying, doctor, give me something that'll make me old man blind. With me rights for little the ladle, and me rights for lowerly. Oh, feed him eggs and marrow bones and make him suck them all. It won't be long till after that he won't see you at all. With me rights for little to ladle and me rights for lowerly. So she fed him eggs and marrow bones and made him suck them all. It wasn't so very long after that he couldn't see the wall. With me rights for little to ladle and me rights for lowerly. Says he, I'd go and drown meself, but it might be a sin. Says she, I'll go to the waterside and help to push you in. With me rights for little to ladle and me rights for lowerly. The old woman went back a bit to get to run and go. The old man blithely stepped aside and she fell in below. With me rights for little to ladle and me rights for lowerly. How loudly she did roar and how loudly she did bawl. The old man said, I am so blind, I can't see you at all. With me rights for little to ladle and me rights for lowerly. She swam and swam and swam and swam till she came to the further brim. The old man got a great long pole and pushed her farther in. With me rights for little to ladle and me rights for lowerly. Now eggs and marrow bones will make your old man blind. But if you wish to drown him, you must sneak up close behind. With me rights for little to ladle and me rights for lowerly.
Thank you. the girl Carlotta was beauty quite rare. With each passing moment, Bon couldn't bear his empty bed. He brought her to it. The Baron soon found he felt more than desire. His love for her grew, his soul filled with fire. He proclaimed that they would marry. That night the Baron drank with jubilee and said, "Here's to my lovely bride to be. My one true love, here, here," the crew reply, and the dark lady cried. Storm brewed at sea. The dark lady saw her chance to be free of her rival, the beauty Carlotta. The ship steered herself to the heart of the gale, where a wave swept a maiden out over the rail. Sweet revenge on an unfaithful lover. That night the lady drank a toast. Dark lady smiles. Now any night when a storm fills the sky, they say that a ghost ship sails in its eye. Fleet and swift is the dark lady. Ship strong and sound with a perilous crew, and high on the skull and bones flew, while the captain gazes out to sea. And every night the Baron must drink a toast and say, "Here's to my lovely lady host. My one true love, here, here," the ghost crew replies, and the dark lady smiles.
This is Vince Conaway, hammered dulcimer player, telling you that the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is a highlight of talent from the festival circuit. Come see Paulo Garbanzo, Christoph the Insulter, Jacques the Whipper, Shakespeare Approves, Chaste Treasure, and so much more. Plus, you know, me. Situated around a beautiful lake, the village is full of incredible vendors and has some of the best food on circuit, which is to be expected in southern Louisiana. I look forward to seeing you there in the fall.
There was a lady in the north, high be the rose and the Lindsay, O, fell in love with a father's clerk, down by the greenwood side, O. She courted him for a year and a day, high by the rose and the Lindsay, O, to her great belly did her betray, down by the greenwood side, O. She leaned her back up against a thorn, high by the rose and the Lindsay, O. Bonnie was the babe she born, down by the greenwood side, O. She's taken out her wee penknife, high by the rose and the Lindsay, O. Put an end to their sweet life, doom by the greenwood side, O. And she buried them neath the marble stain, high by the rose and the Lindsay, O. Thinking to go a maiden hame, doom by the greenwood side, O. Thank you.
a father's woe. Hide me the rose and the Lindsay O. She saw her boys playing with the ball down by the greenwood side O. Oh, Bonnie Burns, if you were mine, hide me the rose and the Lindsay O. I'd dress you up in silk so fine down by the greenwood side O. But cruel mother, when we were thine, hide me the rose and the Lindsay O. We never saw silk so fine down by the greenwood side O. Oh, Bonnie Burns, tell to me, hide me the rose and the Lindsay O. What kind of death will I have today down by the greenwood side O? It's 7 years of a bird in a wood, hide me the rose and the Lindsay O. 7 years of the fish in the flood, doom by the greenwood side O. And 7 years of a warning bell, hide me the rose and the Lindsay O. 7 years of the flames of hell, doom by the greenwood side O.
Came riding to the lady's door. rocket by the windy strand.
Send men to the body moon. They saw her body float to land. La 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 la. They made a harp of her breastbone. Send men to the body moon. The sound would melt a heart of stone. La 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 la. Three strands of her yellow hair. Send men to the body boom, and with them strung this harp so rare. La 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 la. They took this harp into her father's hall. Send men to the body boom, there to play before them all. La 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 la. But when they set the harp upon a stone, send men to the body boom, it began to play alone. La 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 la.
That was Cruel Sister, performed by the Counterfeit Bards from the album Bard from This Hall. And before that, you heard Rose and the Lindsay, performed by Barrowburn, from their self-titled album, Barrowburn. And you can find out more about them at www.barrowburn.net. One thing you'll note, several of the performers whose music we're playing in this show, we won't have a web address for them. We may not have much information about them. Some of them became inactive before we even started keeping records for the show, and we've not been able to track it down other than getting permission to play the music here. Coming up next, we'll have Roxana of Illyria, performed by E. Muziki from their self-titled album. Information about them may be found at emuziki.bandcamp.com/album/emuziki. That is spelled E-M-U-Z-E-K-I. For the folder name at the end of the address, it's E-M-U-Z-E-K-I. That will be followed by Hungarian Dance No. 1, performed by Al Morrison from the album Sister Viola.
Thank you. the Renaissance Festival podcast would like to thank the following patrons of our show. Our honorary minion, Matt Letter. The friends of the podcast, Dan Ray and Mari Voipio. The patrons of the podcast, Gary Clark, Hank Woodward, Jess White, Jason Youngberg, Mark Gunn, Nicholas Walton, Optimum Prime, Ron Lankford, and Sonny LaBrunda. And our additional patrons, Elizabeth Thomas, Jason Pace, Matthew Newman, Robert Pratt, Robert Smith, Ryan T., Victoria, and April Knight. And a special thanks to our longest-running patron, Jason Youngberg, a patron since August 2015.
The water is wide. I can cross over. And neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row, my love and I. She's loaded deep can be, but not so deep as the love I'm in. I know not how I sink or swim. My love and I,
harkee over, hi-ho. Harkee over, cries a huntsman, harkee over, hi-ho. Well, they hunted me up, and they hunted me down, the bold huntsman of Scotland on the trail set the hounds. Over highlands and lowlands, burrens also, over hedges and ditches like the wind they did go. Musha-right, tally-ho, harkee over, hi-ho. Harkee over, cries the huntsman, harkee over, hi-ho. There was revel and rabble, gave me a cold rush. When the hounds finally found me, 'twas in the rose bush. For better or worse, I know I must die, but I'll do my endeavour those hounds to defy. Musha-right, tally-ho, harkee over, hi-ho. Harkee over, cries the huntsman, harkee over, hi-ho. Steps the huntsman to end all the strife, saying, let the hare go, give her play for her life. Wouldn't it be far better you killed Reynard the fox, who ate all your chicken, fine hen and game cock? Musha-right, tally-ho, harkee over, hi-ho. Harkee over, cries the huntsman, harkee over, hi-ho. Have me cornered, and I know I must die, for the value of sixpence I ne'er harmed mankind. I ne'er was brought up for to rob or to steal, save the cressy the garden and the tops of green kale. Musha-right, tally-ho, harkee over, hi-ho. Harkee over, cries the huntsman, harkee over, hi-ho. Musha-right, tally-ho, harkee over, hi-ho. Harkee over, cries the huntsman, harkee over, hi-ho.
Those last two songs were The Water is Wide, performed by the Rosewood Guild from the album Forever and a Day, and that was followed by Hare's Lament from the album Fair and Tender Ladies, performed by Half Pint. You can find out more about Half Pint at theharperandtheminstrel.com. And up next, we'll hear Athenry, performed by the Nightingales from Stone Bridges. And just to avoid any confusion, we do have another group coming up later in the show that is Nightingale, spelled G-A-E-L, but that is not the Nightingales that we're hearing now. And that's going to be followed by Minstrosity performing A Sailor's Prayer from their album Why Am I Not Surprised.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling, Michael, they have taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Lower lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebelled, they ran me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Lower lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By a lonely harbour wall, I watched the last star falling. so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Though my sails be torn and tattered, and the mast be turned about, and the night wind chills me to my very soul, and though the spray might sting my eyes, and the stars no light provide, give me just another morning light to hold.
For I will not lie me down, this rain a-raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore.
And though the only water left is but salt to wound my thirst, I will drink the rain that falls so steady down. And though night blindness be my gift, and there be thieves upon my drift, I will thank the fog that shelters me around.
For I will not lie me down, this rain a-raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore.
And though my mates be drained and weary, and believe all hope is lost,
there's no need of their bones on that blackened bottom. And though death waits just off the bow, we will not answer to him now. He must stand and face the morning light without us. For I will not lie me down, this rain a-raging. I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpiliada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com to reserve.
Here's to the PBR, here's to the frickin' rail lines, it stacks, it steams, it scars. Let's through the shattered rail line, it's to the clanging bell. We'll climb up on the boxcar to heaven or to hell. So we ride America sweetly, hobo eyes until the break of dawn, where we'll find herself so neatly. Ask our shadows when we're gone, when we're gone. I look at you, you look at me, I can hardly see your face. The railing lights are spattered like the stars across the space. But I think we ride too quickly to this, you do agree. You're off the car so nimbly, but I bless my bloody knee. So we ride America sweetly, of all eyes until the break of dawn, where we'll find ourselves so neatly. Ask our shadows when we're gone, when we're gone. The rails again, no, never will I am straight. Those days are far and few between, the hours are usually late. But you, my friend, still ride them like the drunkard that you are. You bust your face with blood and with teeth while jumping from the cars. So we ride America sweetly, oh, always until the break of dawn, where we'll find ourselves so neatly. Ask our shadows when we're gone, when we're gone.
We hope in a short while to see you again. again. We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar across the salt seas until we strike soundings in the channels of England from Ushak to Scilly's 35 leagues. The first land we met, it is called the Dead Man. Next ramhead off start, Plymouth, Portland and White. We sail down by Beachy, by Fairly Dungannis, and then bore away for the south, Foreland Light. We'll rant and we'll roar like true British sailors. We'll rant and we'll roar across the salt seas until we strike soundings in the channels of England from Ushant to Scilly's 35 leagues.
Just heard Spanish Ladies by Cara Dwin from the album Memories in Time. Before that was La Hobo-esque by Circled by Hounds from the album Chasing Our Tails. This is Greg from The Renlist. Here's a look at what fairs are opening and closing in the next few weeks. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur closes on August 6th. A week later, the Sterling Renaissance Festival and the Great Lakes Medieval Fair and Marketplace close their gates on the 13th. The Washington Midsummer Renaissance Fair in Snohomish starts on August 5th and runs for 3 weekends. There are pirate events in Ontario and New York, Viking events in Minnesota, and more events everywhere else. To find a fair near you, go to therenlist.com. Next up is Shepherd's Hay by Nightingale from the album First Flight. That'll be followed by Land of the Midnight Sun by Siren Song from the album Starlight and Shadow.
Thank you.
ice and snow, ice and snow, and over the frozen fields we go. Our journey has only just begun to the land of the midnight sun. North we fly, north we fly, over the windy winter sky. Like the geese on the northern run to the land of the midnight sun, to the land of the midnight sun.
This is Greg from The Rent List. We're keeping The Rent List up to date with information on what fairs are open or closed, so head on over to therentlist.com to find out about fairs near you. You can also follow us on social media for updates. And we also have a section for vendors and performers to get themselves listed. It's quick and easy to add yourself. Simply start by creating an account on therentlist.com.
The Scots had smashed the Norsemen like the Steelies against Jarries. The generals Macbeth and Banquo walked it back to Faris. They met three dames that did a kind of fortune-telling thing, who hailed Macbeth and told him he'd be Carter Glamis King. Then Macbeth fell in a dream, but Banquo says, "Hold on a wee, you've a lot to say to him. Have you got anything for me?" The witches said the good news first, and then the bad will tell. You'll father lots of kings, but you'll no be one yourself. When the king said you're the holder of the title, Thane of Cawdor, Macbeth was fair excited and ambitious to get on. But his John ear hit the floor when he heard the king declare, "My boy's the Prince of Cumberland and heir to the throne." Then Macbeth for the rest went rushing homeward at full tilt, for to let his wife know she would need to air the king-size quilt. She says, "You're mad to say it, or else Duncan's off his head, 'cause if he sleeps here the night, he's gonna waken up dead." Then Macbeth convinced himself that his motives were the best, that he would not murder Duncan as his cousin, king, and guest. "You're a coward, you're a beast, and you don't love me," cried his wife. "We'll blame it on the guard," said he, "just call me Mac the Knife." So he killed Duncan, and his lady smeared the drunken guards with blood and said, "Come on to bed, it's easy as snuff." But Malcolm shot the call, and Donald Bain and all, and they did not baffle Banquo, and they did not fool Macduff. Then Macbeth invited Banquo to a feast as guest of honor, after hiring three miscreants to make sure he was a goner. And at the feast he simpered about Banquo no being there, but then he had to stand 'cause Banquo's ghost was in his chair. But what made him lose his marbles was when one of the miscreants come and said they'd murdered Banquo, but they'd missed the fleeing fleeants. Avanti starts the lady, Mac says, folks, the party's closed, and ye must excuse my husband, he's a wee bit indisposed. Banquo's line up on the throne just so obsessed his whole subconscious, he ordered them to kill Macduff's wife, sweets, cats, dogs, the lot. Lady Mac says, I must try anything that I can buy, like tide or cheer or death or flesh to out this bloody spot. Then Macduff was off to England for to fetch back Malky, but the boy says, I'm no use, I'm just a randy, greedy alky. Cries Macduff, my hope ends here. Malky says, I'm only kidding, I'll take an army north and cut down leaves to keep it hidden. Macbeth meanwhile decided the weird sisters he'd get hold of, and he found them boiling soup with tartar's lips to give it body. They tell him he could not be killed by man that's born a woman, and he did not need to fear till he saw Birnam Wood was coming. So Macbeth became quite callous, and he'd nothing left but malice. He could not show emotions like compassion, joy, or sorrow. When he heard his wife had died, he said, I would have cried if it had been the morrow, and the morrow, and the morrow. Though all his pals had fleed, he felt he's safe in Dunsinane, and he passed the time of putting armor on and off again. Then the news that Birnam Wood was on the march gave him a scare. He said, we'll fight outside, I don't want blood all o'er me floors. He was swashing, he was buckling, he talked Seward's boy to death, but his confidence was shattered when Macduff shouts, hey Macbeth! Against men of women born, he says, I've got divine protection. Quips Macduff, I was delivered by cesarean section. So Macduff cut off his head, and when he saw that he was dead, Malky says, ye all are earls, the first there's ever been. So the players have all played, and there's just one thing to be said. It's just half the length of Hamlet when the curtain comes down.
Crisscrossed this country a dozen times or more, played in every barroom and slept on every floor. We're down in pots of coffee as we run out the door. Now we're about to do it all again. We roll into a pub, it's an old familiar place. Sit down at the bar and I see a friendly face. I order up my whiskey and I feel its warm embrace. Well, we're about to do it all again. I don't know where I'm destined for, I want nothing more. Every night I am reborn, and you can come along, my friend. Let's go! Hold tight tonight. When it feels pouring back some beers, toasting to the evening with all of you so dear. Tuning up our instruments, we're warming up the gear. How we're about to do it all again. I don't know where I'm destined for, I want nothing more. Every night I am reborn, and you can come along, my friends. Hey, we're about to do it all again.
We just heard the Scottish song performed by O'Carolan's Daughters from the album O'Carolan's Daughters Having Fun. In this case, having a little bit of fun with the story of Macbeth. And that was followed by a bit of new music. We've recently got an album from Langer's Ball, The album is Hold Tight, and that song was Do It All Again. When they sent along the CD, they also sent along a little bit of information about the group. They say they call their music Irish folk punk. They've been making music together since 2007. Their new album, Hold Tight, is a collection of songs that they started writing while off the road because of the pandemic. Songs about nights in the pubs with our friends, songs about traveling around this amazing country and playing music, songs about belonging and finding your place in the world. Then, as they got to emerge from their homes and hit the road again, they were overwhelmed by inspiration from the crowds, the sights, and the sounds around them, and more music began to flow. Hold Tight is 11 new tracks with 6 original songs, 3 Celtic classic favorites, and 2 instrumental traditional songs. Do It All Again was the first song they wrote for the album, and it's where they got the album title from. It's a song about what they do for a living, travel, friends, music, and the appreciation of a good drink. And our next song will be Place to Lay My Head, a song that took several years and several drafts to complete. It's about a night in Kansas City where they arrived after a day of travel and a day of performance to the hotel where they found out that it was under construction and they had nowhere to stay. But it's also about the struggle of leaving home and the relative comfort and safety to set out in the world and pursue your dreams. You can find out more about them at www.thelangersball.com. That's thelangersball.com. And that's going to be followed by Fields of Athenry by the Hooligans from their album Insider.
Never spoke was a truer word. Can't go home again. At least that's what I've heard. No forgiveness for my sins. I'll leave it all behind. I can't go back to find. I need a place to lay my head. My ship must be at sea, not a penny to my name. It's never coming in for me. I don't think it can be tamed. Broken bottles and empty holes, shacked up in a one-hole stall. Space.
And along with our new music, we have a new patron to the podcast. We'd like to welcome Mike Bartley, who's just become a patron at the $5 level.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young girl calling. Michael, they are taking you away. For you stole Trevelyan's corn, so our young might see the morn. Now a prison ship lies waiting in the bay.
Low-lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. A love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry.
By a lonely prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rose up, they cut me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity.
Low-lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry.
Harbor wall, she watched the last star falling as that prison ship sailed out against the sky. Sure she'll wait and hope and pray for her love in Botany Bay. Now it's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
Low-lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Low-lie the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we had dreams and songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. It's so lonely around the fields of Athenry.
The whole Renaissance Festival podcast crew would like to thank the following patrons of our podcast. Our honorary minion, Matt Letter. The friends of the podcast, Dan Ray and Mari Voipio. The patrons of the podcast, Gary Clark, Hank Woodward, Jas White, Jason Youngberg, Mark Gunn, Mike Bartley,
Nicholas Walton, Optimum Prime, Ron Lankford, and Sonny LaBrunda. And our other Patreon members, Elizabeth Thomas, Jason Pace, Matthew Newman, Robert Pratt, Robert Smith, Ryan T., Victoria, and April Knight. And a special thanks to our longest-running Patreon member, Jason Youngberg, who has generously supported the show since August of 2015. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
those last two songs, they share a bit of a connection. The first one was The Mermaid by the Rum Runners from their album Got Rum, and that was followed by The Mermaid Song by Harpnotic from the self-titled CD Harpnotic. You can find out more information at www.facebook.com/harpnotic. So we'll be closing out this show. I hope you've enjoyed the look back, the chance to hear some music that we don't share as often. I've been trying to get a little bit more of the old music into the show, but with as many artists as we've got, we like to keep the current music out there as well. After all, we are here to help promote the artists that are out on the circuit, so we'd like to keep their music in the stronger rotation. Going to end the show with Fill the Fluter's Ball by Jed Marum from The Soul of a Wanderer. And our last song will be The Parting Glass in three-part harmony, performed by The Interpreters from their album Be Gentle. So, I hope you've enjoyed the show, and until next time, take care.
Have you heard of Fill the Fluter from the town of Ballymuck? Times are going rough with him, in fact the man was broke. So he just sent out a notice to his neighbors one and all, saying how he'd like their company that evening at a ball. And when writing out, he was careful to suggest to them that if they found a hat of his convenient to the door, the more they put in whenever he suggested it, the better would the music be for dancing on the floor. With a toot of the flute and a tweedle of the fiddle, up and in the middle like a heron on a griddle, up, down, hands around, crossing through the wall. Oh, hadn't tweed the gaiety and fill the fluter's ball. There was Mr. Dennis Doherty who kept a running dog. There was crooked little Paddy from the Tyrolocket bog. There were boys from every barony and girls from every art, and a beautiful Miss Brady's in their private ass and cart. And along with them came bouncing Mrs. McCafferty, and little Mickey Mulligan was also to the fore. Rose, Suzanne, and Margaret O'Rafferty, the flower of Ardmagullion and the pride of Petrivore. With the tune of the flute and a twiddle of the fiddle, up and in the middle like a heron on a griddle, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety for the fiddle's ball. And then little Mickey Mulligan stood up to take a bow, and then the widow Cafferty stood up to show him how. I can dance you off your feet, says she, as sure as you were born, if you'll only have the piper play the hares and the corn. And then Phil played up to the best of his ability. Lady and the gentleman began to do their share. Faith, says Mick, 'tis you that has agility. Be golly, Mrs. Cafferty, you're leaping like a hare. With two by the flute and a twiddle of the fiddle, up and in the middle like a heron on a griddle, up, down, hands around, crossing to the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety of Phil the Fluter's ball. I then Phil the Fluter tipped a wink at crooked little Pat. I think it's nearly time, says he, for passing round the hat. So Paddy passed the cobbing round the room and looking rather cute, he says, you got to pay the piper when he tooters on the flute. And then all joined in with the greatest joviality, covering the buckle and the shuffle and the cut. Jigs were danced of the very finest quality, but the widow beat the company with handle and the foot. With a toot of the flute and a twiddle of the fiddle, up and in the middle like a heron on a griddle, up, down, hands around, crossing through the wall. Oh, hadn't we the gaiety of Phil the Fluter's ball.
Of all the money that e'er I've had, I have spent it in good company, and all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy be with you all. If I had money enough to spend,
and leisure time to sit a while. There is a young lad in this glen who surely has my heart beguiled. His rosy cheeks and ruby lips, I owe, he has my heart enthralled. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er we've had, they are sorry for our going away. And all the sweethearts that e'er we've had, they would wish us one more day to stay. But since it falls unto our lot that we should rise, and you should not, we will gently rise and we'll softly call.
Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.